Good morning. In the last year, we introduced the concept of Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yichud applies when people are in a secluded area, there's privacy, they have the opportunity to do an Aveira without being caught. However, if it's Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if the door is open onto a public street, so there's no privacy, people can walk by, they can see in, people can walk into the room, and there the Isser of Yichud does not apply. Now, as we mentioned, there is a tremendous machlokes. What does Pesach Pesuach mean? Some, Kiveger and the Beis Meir, mean that literally the door has to be open. Wide open, where anyone passing by can either see in or just simply walk right in. The door is literally physically open. Others, and many Akroinim, based on a Tshuva Zerajba, say you do not need for the door to actually be open. As long as it is unlocked, that a person can simply open the door and walk in, it's not locked, there's nothing stopping him from doing so, that is enough, and the Isser of Yichud will not apply. Now this is a tremendous machlokes ha-poiskim. Now what many poiskim say is that it's really a practical question. If you live in an area, in a society, where it's normal, as long as the door is not locked, people will simply barge in. They won't without an invitation. So in that case, as long as it is unlocked, people may come in. You do not have an assumption of privacy. The Isser of Yichud will not apply. However, if you live in a society which is a bit more formal and a bit more proper, where even if the door is unlocked, you will not simply barge into a neighbor's house simply because you can. And you'll knock, you'll wait until you're invited or welcomed in before you'll come in. So in that case, even though you physically have the ability to come in, since the derech is not to, people who are inside will have the assumption of privacy, and the Isser of Yichud will apply. Okay, very good, very good. So there are poskim that say that even the matirim that say that perhaps someone will open the door, perhaps someone will walk in, that just helps from Yichud if you're downstairs, if you're in the foyer, if you're in an area right near the door. On the other hand, if you're upstairs in a bedroom, where even the most aggressive and impolite of people that will walk into a house without being invited in, no one will go upstairs and walk around, wander around into a bedroom, they're in a chanami. There, of course, it's extremely difficult to be Samech L'Hakel, and that would be Yichud. Now, besides for this, there's some, or most places can look at the practical question of how likely is it that you'll be interrupted, that people will walk in. There is a Chazainish that wrote a tshuva to Dvar Halacha, where he has a little bit of a different approach. And Chazainish L'Shitase says this in a number of places in Hilchas Yichud. What he says is it's not so much a practical, a statistical question of how likely is it that if you're in your house, if the door unlocked, someone will barge in. What he says is even if it's unlikely, still he says a person, if there's a rabbim that has access to where you are, a person has nervin. A person, because of the aim of a tzibur, because of the fact that there's a rabbim that's there, a person would be not comfortable doing something where he's afraid of being caught, even though if you look at it statistically, it's not so likely for someone to walk in. You always have, if there's a rabbim there, you always have someone who may, as he says, be a para adam, someone with absolutely, his acts in an inappropriate way and could barge in. And therefore, since there's a tzibur, since there's a rabbim, even though it's unlikely, he said people are still nervous, and therefore, and that is why there's no Isser of Yichud. So it's not so much a question of statistics. When is the last time someone walked into your house unannounced? It's because it's possible, and he says the teva of people is to be nervous when there's a rabbim involved. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, even if it's unlikely, still there would be no Isser of Yichud. Now, to put it, just to give everyone an example, if perhaps one day you make the unwise decision you're going to snort some cocaine. Now, I presume, in the very least, before you would go ahead and do it, you'd lock your door. What if the lock is broken? Would you still do it, or you'd be nervous, maybe someone will walk in? Now, certainly it's unlikely for someone to just barge into your house unannounced. But nevertheless, if you're doing something which is clear, you're going to be in very serious trouble if you get caught. I mean, you'll be in serious trouble if you don't get caught also. But something that you certainly do not want to get caught. The teva of people is, if the door is unlocked, people could come in. Very often they will be afraid to do it. They'll hold themselves back. And that's really the Chazon Ish's point, that even if you don't look at statistically how likely, when's the last time someone barged in, he says the teva of people is to be nervous when the door is unlocked and there's a tzibur, and therefore he says it would be mutter. Enochanami. Now, this Chazon Ish itself, most of the Paiskim Lamaisa are not Samech on this Chazon Ish Lahakol unless they're other Tzerufim. Most of them look at more, as I mentioned before, the practical question. Is it likely, or how likely is it for someone to come in or not? In a place where it's extremely unlikely, most Paiskim are Machmir, certainly by Yichud Daraisa, even by Yichud Rabbanon, some are only Mekah when there's an additional Tziruf. But and I think halacha l'maisa, most look at how likely it is. Now, that, of course, leads to some subjective questions. What is the definition of likely? As you're traveling on a road. So most posts can hold, if you're traveling on a road in a city, even though it's at night, where there's constantly traffic on the city streets, so there's certainly no problem with yichud. What if you're in the country? You're in a deserted road. So there, although it's a road, in theory people could come by, but if you're in the country, especially in the winter, or if it's late at night and it's not on a main thoroughfare, there's very, very little traffic. So at some point, Pesach Pesuach stops working. At some point at night, it's ready from the Knesset HaGedola, Pesach Pesuach is when there's a rabbim that's walking by the house. When it's late at night and there's no longer a rabbim to be found in the street, at that point it's not called Pesach Pesuach, and then it'll be Asa. Now, question is of definition. How deserted does a road have to be before you say it's no longer Pesach Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim? So this is not really discussed in the earlier Paiskim. I did see two shiurim brought down. One sefer quotes a Tzitz Eliezer that says that the guideline is an hour. If typically every hour a car passes by, the Tzitz Eliezer is medayik from a Shev Yaakov, that's enough to be considered Pesel Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim, and it will be Mutter. As so b'shem Rav Yashiv, a much shorter shir, there already he says that the shir is 10 minutes. You need that on average every 10 minutes a car will pass by, and that at that point it's considered a Rishus HaRabim. If it's longer than that, if cars pass by less frequently, even though it could happen, because it's unlikely, you would not have the heter. Now, as far as your point of whether it stems with the Chazon Ish, perhaps it does. Because Chazon Ish's point is that people are nervous when there's a rabbin. You know, if you're in a place, and it's, let's say you're, and there's a tzibur, there's a rabbin streaming by, even though it's unlikely for someone to push the door open, you're nervous. There's a tzibur, there are a lot of people going by. When there are a lot of people going by, anything could happen. In the case of a deserted road, where it's just every 10, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever the shir may be, it's not a rabbin. So now it's just a question of how nervous are you that one person will come by, and the other Chazon Ish may be Maida, that if you have more than this, you would not have this nerve, and you would not have this nervousness, and it would be awesome. No. The shear of 10 minutes from Rav Yashiv is, as long as a car passes by every 10 minutes, he says that's enough that it's considered a rabim, in a Rishus HaRabim, where people are nervous. Now, that shear happens to be a very chomer de kashir. Because if you think about it, using Rav Yashiv Lishitasi, that the shear of Yichud is a minute and a half. So if a car comes by every 10 minutes, then that basically means it's just over, your chances of getting caught are about 1 in 6, 1 in 7. So anything less than that, if it's a 1 in 10 chance in being caught, it sounds like, according to this cheshbon, then there would be an iser v'yichud. Now that's a pretty chomer de kashir, because if a person has a 1 in 10 chance of being caught, something which is in so much trouble, it's a chiddush to say that he's not nervous about it and will do it. So it certainly is a very chomer de kashir. So Chazon Ish would certainly have a much lower threshold as long as there's a rabbim. But when there's no rabbim, you don't see from Chazon Ish what his threshold would be. And therefore it's possible when he holds that if there's only one car coming every half hour, that's not a rabbim. That the whole svara of I'm nervous when there's a rabbim here doesn't start. If there is a rabbim, just of the rabbin that streams by, they'll only come into the room once every hour or two. And chanami, the other chazanish would hold that it's mutter because you're dealing with a rabbin. When there is no rabbin, we don't see from the chazanish what he would hold.
Do they have to be kasher? The people that could pass by, or just stand the fear of being, embarrassed?
Well, okay, for Pesach Pesach it's just a rabbin. We're talking about a rabbin. We're talking about where the street people will come in. We'll discuss a little bit later, if there's no rabbin, but you give someone the key, or there's a shomer who's yoytze v'nichnas, that will be another heter. But this is specifically talking about where there's a street nearby and people can come in. Now, as far as what the definition of a street is, this is discussed also in another context. Let's say you're in an apartment building. Now, the apartment does not open up into a street, but it opens up into a corridor, into a hallway. Now, the hallway is not a street, it's not a thoroughfare, but there are a number of other apartments that use the same corridor, that use the same hallway. So over here, what the Chachmas Adam is Mesupik, he suggests that perhaps once there are three other people using this chatzer, so then during the day, at times where people are coming and going, that is enough to be considered a rabbin. We do not need a Shusar Rabban Linyan Shabbos, 600,000 people. As long as there are three people that are using this corridor, that's enough. That if it's Pesach Pesuach, the door is wide open, so there it would be mutter. Now the Chachmas Adam is Mesupik; he doesn't give a clear hachra, but the Nitta Gavriel brings down from a number of later achrayim, and he is Simech Halacha L'Maisa. He's Mekel. As long as there are three other people using this chatzer passing by this door, then a Pesach Pesuach would be enough.
If
they're away, so now there are only two people. What it means is that it's during the day. It's in time where people are coming and going, and there are three people who could be coming, who could be passing at any given moment. Now, again, statistically, if there are three people, what are the chances of any given time someone walking in the door? Not that high. But nevertheless, because it's Pesach Pesuach, whether it's wide open or at least unlocked where the norm is, that's enough that a person is nervous and will not go ahead and do something that he doesn't want to get caught. Correct, but let me ask you a question. Let's assume you had, again, whether you're snorting the cocaine or if you want to use a less extreme example, you had $100,000 of cash in your apartment. The door was wide open. And you decided you had to step out for a few moments. Only three people used the corridor. How comfortable would you be leaving your house for 10 minutes? Statistically, you have a very good chance.
But that's not the whole point. That's what the person you said.
Correct. It's a question of degrees. Chazanish's case is using this by, or in the tshuva is talking about a case where the door is closed, but it's not locked. And even though the derech is not to open the door, still you never know, someone can go in. Now, if your door is closed, I think many people at least, would not be that nervous if they left money for a short period of time. Because, especially if you're in Muncie and you're going out for a few minutes, the door is closed, you're not really choshish, someone's going to come in and steal the money. On the other hand, if the door is wide open in a chatzer which people use, I think in that case, even without the chiddush of the chazanish, you'd be very nervous to leave $100,000 of cash just sitting there in open sight when people can come by, because it's something that's expected. People, even if there are three people, they will walk by. These people will pass by at some time during the day. And if they pass by and they see a stack of cash, you're in trouble. When the door is closed but not locked, it's a whole different story. There are ready to chiddush to say there's a rabbim, there's an emo, maybe, who knows, and that's the chazonish's chiddush. He's talking about that case where the door is closed and it's not the derech to enter into a room when the door is closed.
Come over to check to see, make sure everything's okay.
You're assuming the police are patrolling regularly. If you're in a country road late at night, and especially if your lights are off, they'll just assume the chances of a police coming by are not any greater than anyone else coming by. Now, I agree with you. If someone passing by won't see you, then coming by every 10 minutes won't help. The assumption here is that whoever comes by, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, whatever the shear is, will see what's going on, and it'll be a problem. But if you're in a place where even if people pass by, they'll be zooming by at 60 miles an hour and won't see what's going on, in Echami, the fact that they're there every 10 minutes will not be a heter whatsoever.
Your typical multifamily dwelling, like Borupak or here, the outside door would be locked, you go inside, so there's two apartments inside. So when Ro mentioned three people, I'm saying three families or three people? Could you leave the whole door open?
Right, I would say three people. I don't think whether three siblings who live in three different apartments or they live in one apartment. The point is there are three people that use this corridor. It's during the day. It's a time where people come and go. And therefore, if it's Pesach Pesuach, the door is certainly if it's wide open, we have this kashash and
so you can leave the outer door locked.
If you have these three people that can access it without you realizing it, correct?
If you have a glass door that's unlocked, even according to all sheets, it should be good.
Oh, very good. So the halacha is that even if you besides Pesach Pesach, which means an open door, if there is an open window where people can see in from the street, there that's also equivalent to Pesach Pesach, and that also would be a heter. Now here you have to be, just practically speaking, you have to be a little bit more careful. During the day, very often you cannot see inside from the street. And so it's one, if we're not choshish, people are going to stick their face against the glass and look in. You need, for this heter, you need that people in the street can actually see in through the window. But if it's at night where your lights are on, there's no window shade, and therefore anyone passing by sees what's going on inside, there that would be the equivalent of Pesach Pesuach L'Shusarabim, and that would be a heter. Now, two things to be careful about when you're relying on this is that, first of all, it only works when you're in a place where you can be seen from the outside. On the other hand, if you go to the corners of the room or if you're against the wall next to the window where you can't be seen from the outside, you no longer have that heter. So you'll need at least one of the two of them to be in a place where they can be seen. Now, a second problem, and we'll discuss this a little bit more by Rikos next week, is that if you have your office and there's a window from the outside, everyone can see in. You have a secretary who's outside your office. But for you to leave, you would have to go through that outer room, which is not Pesach Pesuach L'Shusarabim. There's no window in that outer room. So that's halacha of Pnim and Chitzon, where if you have an Ish in one room and an Ish in another room, but you have to get out, you have to go from one to the next, that would be considered Yichud. And the fact that there's a window in your room won't help, because where she is, it's secluded, so there very often you will have a problem in that case as well. But if you don't have such a situation, if you're just in a room, it's passive, there's a window you can see from the outside, that itself would be a heter, because again, people can see what's happening, and that would not be considered yichud. What? It's not going to make a difference. The fact that... What? That's true, but it's considered yichud now, because we'll discuss next week the halacha of chitzon and pnim. Even before you go into that room, it's considered yichud right now. We'll discuss again. It's a slightly separate sugya. We'll go through the details of that sugya next week. Correct. If the doors to the office are wide open and that itself is Pesach Pesuach, then you're fine. Your office is fine because there are windows, and the other office is fine because there's a door open to the street. Well, unlock goes into that original question. If it's unlocked but closed, that is a question of Pesach Pesuach. Now, it really will depend on the type of office. And if you have a store, now, store is people walk in, they don't knock, they just walk into a store. That's what the storefront is there for. So in that case, even though the door is closed, if it's unlocked and it's during business hours, there everyone would agree that that would not be considered yichud, because it's something that people are constantly coming, or hopefully people are constantly coming in, and because they know the store is open for business, and therefore people may come in at any given time, and there it certainly would be mutter. That being said, if you have an office, you have there's an attorney, there's an accountant, there's a professional office. There, even during business hours, you have to know, is the derech for people just to walk in, or are they going to knock? Is there a buzzer? Is it not the derech to walk in without being buzzed in, or without being given permission? So you'll have to look at each case, you know, you have to look at the facts or the norm for each case. Is it normal for people to walk in or not? And that will make a difference whether a closed door, which is unlocked, would be mutter or not. What?
The cameras
count? Probably not. Again, as I mentioned, it's not brought down directly in Shulchan Aruch, but the mirtzas that a person has from a rabbim or from a person barging in on him is probably not the same as what he has by cameras. But Haraya, you hear stories all the time where people get caught on camera doing all sorts of things that they probably would be very embarrassed to do if there was someone in the room. Correct. Okay.
So you could probably manipulate it too.
The question also is, do you know for sure someone's watching? You know, there's cameras going on all the time, but who is watching the camera? And are they watching? When someone's in the room, if you do something, they're in the room, they see what's happening. The fact that there is a camera that if someone decides to go back and see what happened at 11:52 last night, and they replay the video, they'll see it. You know, people can roll the dice and assume that who's going to check. So, you know, if there's a live person monitoring it, I hear the Shaila more. But the fact that it's being recorded and, you know, lav dafka will anyone see it, it's hard to be samech again. I've heard these kinds of svaras used as a tziruf when there are other svaras, b'shas hadchak, but that, this alone, simply to say, because there's a video, therefore it's not yichud, is a chiddush.
Certain businesses, like in the Diamond District or in Bay neighborhood, that's it, the door is closed. So you have 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 people there, by the door is always locked.
And economy. So that is yichud. Once that is yichud, it will go into a question. If you have two men, then if you're an Ashkenazi, that's fine. As long as they're not prutim. What? Okay, that was the Sfaradim hold no one's sharing. The Ashkenazim hold that a regular Shem Torah mitzvah is, unless he's known to be a parot, he does have a din of a kasher, and therefore if it's two men, it'll be mutter. Now the Sfaradim are machmir, but even then, when it's harbei, if it's, you know, again, if it's even a stam person, even though in din he has a din of a parot, but if he's not known to be a real parot, when it's harbei and it's machlokes whether you need two and two or kolpanim three and three, they're ready. Even according to the Sfaradim, that would be mutter. But in Chami, if you're in an office which there's security, the door is locked, you can't get in until you get buzzed in, that certainly is a case of yichud. And depending on who's there and what type of people, you'll have to deal with halachas. Now, perhaps one of the most difficult cases of this is by a doctor. Very often, a woman will go to a doctor, and if she has to have some sort of an examination, so very often it is done, and they close the door. It's something it has to be done b'tzina, and so in that case, you have a very serious shayla of yichud. In the typical case, there'll be an isha and one isha. So l'chayr, this is a case of yichud v'yasser. Now, Rav Moshe is mekel. He mentions a number of svaras. The first of which is that typically when you go to a doctor, the door will be closed, but it will not be locked. So this is a pesach pesuach according to some paiskim. Because it is unlocked, someone could walk in, even though the door is closed. Rav Moshe is mitzatav l'hakol. Now, this certainly would only apply when there are other people in the office, the people, patients waiting, or nurses that may come in at any time. On the other hand, if it's after hours, if there's no one there to barge in, you would not have this hetzer. Now, many other poskim were very reluctant to be samech on this, because even if the door is unlocked, nevertheless, in a doctor's office, if the door is closed, it is completely unacceptable for anyone to just barge into a room unannounced. It's something which everyone understands that there's privacy is called for. In which case, this is very much daima to the issue that we discussed before, where even though people could come in, the derech is certainly not to, and there certainly is an expectation of privacy. Probably not, because in a number of other tshuvas, he's certainly not going with that chazonish on other matters. What he seems to be assuming, and I don't know what the metzias was when he wrote the tshuva, it was written a long time ago, that the nurses could come in. If they need a doctor, they'll just come in. Now, he reveishes metzayah for a number of other svaras. He says, what? Okay, so lav dafka. Some of the svarim I've seen go with that, but I don't think that's true. Because if you have yichud, you have two ladies and one man in a room, that would be awesome. On the other hand, if you have a case of, let's say there's a pesel pasuach l'shus harabim, but it happens to be this street, there are only ladies walking by, I would say that's mutter. Even though the person that will barge in would be a lady, but that's not damit to the first case. Because when there's a man with two ladies, we're chleishish, he'll do an aveira with both of them. But if the pshat is, if you have yichud, but now any random lady can walk in at any point, so now they don't have privacy. Now they can get caught, whatever it is, someone can come in at any point. So that's not considered a matzav of yichud. So even though the person that will come in, the nurse that will come in may be a lady, but nevertheless, since there are a number of people that can come in, arguably it's not considered yichud b'chlal because they don't have privacy.
But this nurse works for the doctor, so she has megiyas not to say anything.
Okay, so it's like this. Ramesh is mitzarif a number of other svaris. He says, as a second svar, he says, if the doctor stays in for too long, people will note it, will chop something funny is going on. Ramesh is probably the shitasi that the shiur of Yichud is 5 minutes. So I guess, doctors, if they're efficient, they stay an extra 5 minutes, it's perhaps noticeable. If you use the smaller shiurim of Yichud of a minute and a half, of 3 minutes, it's hard to imagine how an extra minute and a half will set off alarm bells in a doctor's office. He also adds a svara of that a doctor is afraid of for his practice, that if anything happens, it's something which is, especially if it's a doctor that's oisik with the refuah for nashim, the doctor is afraid, which also, the other poskim are a little bit reluctant to line that. How far do you go? How far do you take this? Now, halacha l'maisa r'moshe is meikel, and r'moshe passes l'hakol, it's certainly difficult for it to... What? Yeah, that's the story that he says. He's always been Latin. He's worried that he mentions both of them, but again, you don't find in Yichud that's a heter. Adarab, you find that what? Right, exactly. Someone who's iska im noshim is more chomer in Hilchos Yichud. Now, l'maaser Rav Moshe is mekel, and using these svaras together, he's mekel. Many of the other poskim in Efrat and Eretz Yisrael were not soimich lahakol unless there were other tzerufim. Now there are two other potential heterim. Is there is a svar of Baila Be'ir, which I think the shiur last week was about that as long as the husband is local, there is a svar of Baila Be'ir that there's no iser of yichud. That's also a bit difficult to be soimich on because if the husband gives her rishus to be miyachid someplace, that's a question. But over here, where the husband really has no way of knowing which room the wife is in, he can't really go to the office and start at random opening up every examination room trying to find his wife. So it's a little bit difficult to be slimich on the svara of Baila Be'ir. Now, for completely different reasons, there's been a fair amount of litigation with doctors, so the AMA recommends a chaperone policy where a lady who's not comfortable being alone generally can ask for a chaperone and there'll be a second lady in the room with her. Now, this is not done for Hilchos Yichud, but certainly if that option is available, which it typically is, it should be taken advantage of. It does not on itself solve Hilchos Yichud because at most you now have two ladies and a doctor. And we know two ladies and a doctor is still going to be usher, but I'll call upon him and it knocks it down to a drabbanon. We're now with the svaras of Pesach Pesuach, the fact that the door is open, people could come in. It's much easier to be samech on these svaras when you're dealing with the drabbanon, not with a yichud d'oraisa. Now, all of these cases, these are all cases of Pesach Pesuach l'shus rabbim. When there's a tzibur, there's a rabbin, people coming and going. What many places can say is that if you do not have a Rishus Rabbim, you do not have, it's late at night, you're in a place where people will not naturally pop in and pop out, a person can artificially create a Pesach Pesuach Rishus Rabbim. simply by giving, by going to some neighbors, giving them the key to the house, and asking them to stop in periodically and just barge into the house unannounced and check what's going on. Now, in that case, even where it's one person, the poiskim are makel, provided that he's, you know, he has instructions and he will come in periodically and check what's going on. Now, although by a street we needed at the very least three and perhaps more people for it to have a dinner pesach psuach l'shus harabim, Pashas, the difference is in that case, a street, it's a question of statistics. You don't know, people could walk by, you don't know if they will, you don't know if they won't. So once you have a certain critical mass, at that point people are nervous, at that point it's no longer considered a yichud. On the other hand, if you have someone who you designate as a shomer, you specifically ask them, please pop in and out every once in a while, check what's going on, there's a problem with yichud, I want you to come in. So in that case, where you know he's going to do it, that's his job, there already that's better than just a street where people usually walk by, and there, even if one person has the key, if he's old to come, that itself would be a hatter. That's true. So you have to tell them to be a little bit more clever than that. That, you know, don't space it out every half hour. At some point, come and come back right away. In a chanami. Now, it's also important if you're being slamech on this, if you have a babysitter or whatever the situation is, it's important that everyone knows that you have this shomer that's going to come in and out. If you, the fact that you tell a shomer, if the people who are inside don't know about it, they think they're secluded, then that will be usur for them. So it's important that they know, you tell them, I gave the neighbors the key, and you can expect them to pop in, don't get nervous, this is to be expected. Now this is during the day. At night, just like we did when we discussed, when we were talking about how many ladies or how many men together are yichud, at night or on the dera, or when you're traveling, you need an additional person. And the reason is, at night, people tend to doze off, people tend to fall asleep. So there, here as well, they say one shomer is not enough. You need two shomerim, and that way the people know that there's no privacy, and that will avoid the issur of yichud. Now, this is also an eitzah for if you're in an office, especially where there's a lock, there's a buzzer, which it's not easy to get into. So as long as there are other employees or people who have the key who are expected to come and go, that will help you from yichud. So if you're in an office, as long as it's at a time where people may be popping in at random, so as long as one or two people have the key and they could come in, they don't need you to buzz them, they can have access without your help, so that would be another way to avoid the isser of yichud. It's a good svara, and these svaras of giving someone a key and whether you need two at night are not from kadmonim. These are all piske halacha from recent. The svara that they say is like this: just like we find that at night there's a chashash someone will fall asleep, and once they fall asleep they're useless. So if only one person has a key, the people in the room can say, you know what, it's late at night, he probably dozed off, and we're probably safe. Now again, I certainly can hear a counter argument that when they're in front of me and I see they're snoring, I know I'm safe. When they're not here, and it's a question of am I willing to gamble or am I afraid that since someone may come in and I don't know they're sleeping in a chanami, I can hear that svara. But this is again, it's from the Divrei Halacha. I'm not sure if he's quoting the Chazon Ish or not on this one, but it's a haintika svara. It's not something that there are makoros from earlier, so it certainly is debatable, and you certainly could make that argument. Well, it depends. If it's true, after 2 hours or so, or whatever, they may come back at any point. In a chanami, since the appearance will not let you know in advance, there you will avoid the asur v'yichud. The problem is until then. When they leave, you don't really have any hava mina. They're coming back 3 minutes later. Anything's possible. They may have forgotten something, but that itself, I don't know if that will rise to a level of shomer because they're not expected to come back. So the fact that they could come, they always could come. You need more than that. You need that it's expected or people are nervous about it, so you would have yichud for the first while. Where that svar may come in is that if the babysitter doesn't know how long they're going for, they will come back. Let's say that the babysitting starts during the day, and then it extends to already at a point where it's already considered night. So there is a difference how many shomrim you need. Arguably, if by the time it becomes night, now already the parents are expected any moment, they themselves will be another shomer, and therefore you won't need your two or three shomer, whatever it is, because during the day it was fine, and once you hit night, the parents are already expected at any time. Now, what is the halacha of a Pesach Pesuach when you're dealing with people who are prutzim or libay gaspa? So here by prutzim, even though by prutzim there are certain chumras in Hilchos Yichud, nevertheless, if the door is open to the street, it's not considered yichud with prutzim, but there's a heter pesach pesuach. It is not considered yichud at all, because there's no expectation of privacy. And therefore, even by prutzim, halacha is pesach pesuach will work, and it will be mutter. Libay gaspay as well, you know, if they know each other well, and therefore it's Libay Gaspa, it's easier for them to do an Avera. The already is a machloikis. There are many people who are makel as well for a similar argument, because it's Pesach Pesuach, it's not considered Yichud, and therefore be Mutter. Although there are some that are chaylik. Befrat, in a case where it's going to be Bekfias, where it's going to be regularly like this, day in, day out, where they're going to be in this position, they're already, even by Pesach Pesuach, by Libay Gaspa, it is not so pasha to be Samech Lahakol. It's just a very dangerous situation where a person has to be more careful about. So this was the... No, I don't think for Yontif. I think it would be more relevant if in an office where you have Libay Gaspa, there's a relationship with their family. So especially if the door is, you're being seimich on the fact that the door is unlocked, the person could, when it's closed, it's not so plush to be seimich lahakol when there's a close relationship between them.
What's the thing, if somebody has a secretary for many years, many places can hold, I understand that that could be considered Libay Gaspa.
It probably would be Libay Gaspa. So again, when there's traffic coming in and out, where the door is open or it's the equivalent of that, so there in Chanami, there you don't have to be machmer. In a case where it's already less common, you're being slamech on these svaras of someone could come in, even though it's not so regular, it's not pashut at all to be alone. You should have another person. When it's a kvius, what I've heard some people, this is the case where I mentioned, where I've heard some place can advise that you have cameras and that your wife has direct access to. So that will help. We'll discuss in a moment Ishtoi Mishtam Rasai, where how far that goes, but that perhaps will help for the kvius. That's a practical aid to that should be done when this is going to be happening on a regular occurrence. Now let's briefly go through some of the other heterim. The Baal of Ir, I believe last week's shiur was on, so I'll just very briefly give an outline, and that is that the Isser of Yichud does not apply to if the woman's husband is in the city. Even though he's not right here, as long as he's in the city, there's an emo of the Baal, she's nervous, her husband's too close, and she will not be nichsha. Now this is a very important heter for if you have guests for Shabbos, and the husband goes to shul or goes out, and there's a situation of yichud. Nevertheless, since the husband is local, he could come back at any time, the issue of yichud would not apply. Now, there is a machlokes how far this goes. If the husband is across town, if he works somewhere during the day, and therefore it's extremely unlikely for him to come home during the day. So here, too, the Chazon Ish says it doesn't make a difference. He says there's an emotional, she's nervous, the husband's in the city, so even though he has a job, even though he never comes home, nevertheless, as long as he's in the city, there will be mutter. Rav Moshe doesn't accept this psychological argument. He says it has to be where the husband could come home, but nevertheless, he's also masking, the concept of Baal Be'ir is better than a regular shomer. Doesn't mean that someone's yoytzev v'nichnas, he's expected, it just has to be possible. So if the husband is self-employed, or if the husband goes to shul, so even though the husband never leaves shul early, nevertheless, if for some reason he decides to, he could, if he has a stomach ache, he might come home, that's enough to be matur the isser of yichud. On the other hand, if he works for someone else where he doesn't have that luxury, he's stuck, he's going to get fired, his boss will not let him leave, so in that case, Rav Moshe holds that the heter of Baal Be'ir would not apply. But again, it does not have to be likely for him to come back, as long as it's possible that it's a, and that that itself would be a heter. Yes, yes. Even though the husband is not been on tefillah b'tzibur, but nevertheless, if he for some reason he decides to come back, he could. That's enough of an the emo of the husband is enough that she won't that there won't be an isur yichud. But if he can't, in the extreme case Rav Moshe has, if he's in jail, so it's very nice he's in the city, he's down the block, but he has no way of coming back. Or Rav Moshe adds, if he's works for someone else and they won't let him leave. So it's not up to him. Now again, he can leave, he can get fired. But that's already something which is too extreme. There Rav Moshe says the heter will not apply. But as long as he could, even though it's unlikely, even though he's been married for 30 years, he's never missed a shachris, nevertheless, it could happen, that's enough to be a heter. No, very good, very good. So in that case, where he works 2 hours, where this raises a problem. What does it mean, a city? So, when Baila Be'ir in the Gemara's time, how big was the city? So, in Hilchos Eretz Chumen, it was probably many cities were not, you know, were 2 or 3 Baila. They weren't very large. We're not talking about a metropolis like New York. So, Chuvas von Hoggis actually says that we have no raya from the Gemara that if it's a large city, there's any heter. And therefore, he says if the city takes more than 20 minutes to travel, he says the heter doesn't apply. That's one extreme. Chazon Ish takes it in Gansin the other way. Chazon Ish says his whole point is not really statistics. It's she's nervous. The husband's local. She's not going to get herself into trouble. So in that case, as long as it has the shame, it's called the same city, people look at it as one city. Therefore, he says, Bayer Lebeir, and you're fine. Which will mean you could have a city like New York where the husband is an hour and a half away to get from one side. And on the other hand, you can have two cities that are next to small villages that are literally 10 minutes away. According to Chazon Ish, we don't care. The two cities that are 10 minutes away, it's a different city. The way people work, it's a different city. She's not so worried. It'll be Usher. New York, even though it's an hour and a half away, it'll be Mutter. Again, in the case where you spoke to, in Rav Moshe, according to Rav Moshe, if he's an hour and a half away, but you don't know that he's there, and he may have left early, he works for himself, it'll be mutter. If you spoke to him over the phone, with caller ID and whatever it is, there's no spoofing, and she knows for sure that he's an hour and a half away, according to Rav Moshe, l'cheir will be usur, because she knows for an hour and a half, it's equivalent to being in jail. There's no physical way for him to get here, so in that case, in a chanami, for the next hour and 28 and a half minutes, it would be usur for the yichud. After that, if he left right away, he could be back. There, Rav Moshe would be moided that it would be mutter, even though it's not so likely that he hopped into the car as soon as he hung up the phone.
Where does Chazon Ish get his definition of cities? It's somehow like Aramaic lots of people call it one city.
No, the Gemara says by the Be'ir, you're not worried about it. There's an aim of those. That's what the Gemara says. Chazon Ish said the Gemara doesn't start saying chalukim, how big the city is, how far it is, what the story is. So he understood this Gemara to mean when you're in the city, she stays out of trouble. He doesn't. I find it hard to believe that because he doesn't discuss it explicitly, and I can hear why you'd make that argument. But I don't know if you can see even psychological arguments have their limits. And to the extent that it's you know he's locked up, you know he's gone. I might you know if he's buried over here, it's also he's you know he might be in the same city, but it's hard to say. There's an aim in that case. Now this is the halacha that if the husband's in the city, the isha will stay out of trouble. What about the other way around? Do you say a svara that if the ishtoi be'ir, then now the husband there should be no isra yichud on the husband? So here we do have a similar concept, but the concept of ishtoi mishamrasa, according to most rishonim, is talking about when the halacha is that when wife isn't either in the same room or in the same house, there's no issur of yichud. So if you have someone has a meeting in his house and he's miyachid with it with an isha, as long as his wife is home, so there we say a svar of ishtoi mishamrasai, we're not concerned that anything will happen because the wife is close enough. On the other hand, if he goes out to work, the fact that she is in the same city, there we don't find in the Gemara there's a concept that a husband has that same ema, that same fear of his wife. You only find Ishtim Mishnam Rasai when they're together in the same house. And therefore, going to most places, if in the same city, you will not have this hatter. There is possibly a Kesef Mishnah, Beis Shmuel, and Aruch HaShulchan that argue. And they say that just like there's a concept of Ishtim, of Ba'al Ubir, there's a similar concept of Ishtim Mishnam Rasai, but it's a tremendous Chiddush, and at least in most cases, the Poiskim are not Samech on this without other Tzerufim.
What's the story to the Mechala?
Just a